Big news, fun stories, and whatever else Connecticut is talking about today. Keeping it 203.
So this came across my feed the other day, and I absolutely had to reach out to him. Mike Squires, if you follow him on Instagram, you probably already know about it. But if you don't, you should follow him, at Mike Squires. And there's a Macy's sign at the Stanford Town Center that I have noticed, and I know he has too. I'm sure people listening have. Mike, first of all, thanks for coming on with us. And I love what you're doing down there in Stanford.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me, Kev. I'm excited to get on here and talk about this.
So we're talking about the Macy's sign at the Stanford Town Center. So tell everybody how this started, from the point that you had the idea to put up the first video.
Yeah, so honestly, it was a thought that I had probably a month before I even made the video, because I live downtown in that area and I walk by the Macy's facade every single day. And I'm like, how come nobody's doing anything about this? So I reached out to my contact at the mall, Dan, and I was like, what's the word on this Macy's building? He's like, I've been trying to get this done. I've been trying, like, and he showed me all the emails and everything. So I was like, can I try to do something? He was like, good luck. You know what I mean? Like, trust me, I've been on it. And so I sent him that video, and I told him before I posted that video, I was like, this is going to go nuts. I just hope you know this. And I posted it, and it obviously did what it did, 500,000 views later, and a town that wants Macy's clean.
Yeah, and anyone who's not familiar, if you live in another part of the state, the Macy's sign, it's like a giant, it's like the whole side of the building. It's almost like the whole block of the street. And it's just
it's huge.
It's this bronze, almost like, you say in the video, it's like algae, and it's just this black sort of substance all over it. It just looks gross.
Yeah, it is algae. The thing is, because, you know, I genuinely do care about this, you know, I had to learn what it takes to get it done properly and reach out to the correct people so that I can get a proper quote and figure out how to get this done the right way.
So you had a couple updates on your Instagram, and then the latest is that you finally found someone. You found a way to get it done, right?
Yes. So I linked up with Ralph of B3 Power Washing, which he's the absolute man, and he's really making it happen. He stepped up, and he really made it happen, because he just know that Ralph is doing this as a favor for Mike Squires.
Nice.
You know, So I just wanted to let that be known so that people can understand that too, that he's putting his heart into this too.
Did he say anything about, like, how it would be a hard project to do, to clean it, how long, anything like that?
It's definitely going to be a challenge just because it's a big space.
Yeah.
But, you know, I went to the professionals for a reason. You know what I mean?
Right.
They've done a ton of, like, giant buildings, schools, and they already do a lot of work in the city of Stanford. So he's overqualified for this job.
And you did set a date, right? That they're going to start cleaning it?
So May 20th is the date. We are currently waiting on permits, though. Everything else is ready to go. I'm assuming that we're going to land these permits, but literally everybody is ready. We're just waiting for a thumbs up from the city permits-wise, but everything has been put in.
That's fantastic. And then I can't wait for the video when it's cleaned. It's gonna look so awesome once they get that all cleaned off.
I'm so excited, too. And, you know, it has been an eyesore, like, not just for myself, but obviously the city. And,
yeah,
you know, I think it'll make a big difference. And it might be one of those things where people got used to it, where it's like, you know, they didn't expect it to change anytime soon. But that's why I just wanted to prove to people that, like, you could just step up and make the change yourself.
Yeah, because it's something people probably think about every single day, especially people who commute through Stanford, or if you live there, born and raised there like yourself. It's probably on their minds, but no one has stepped up to do something that you have. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it's also like a time thing, too. It's like, you know, it honestly didn't take me that much time to put it together. But, you know, granted, I do have some free time where I'm able to step in and do something. So
yeah.
I'm just glad that I'm in a position that I was able to. And, you know, I hope that it looks nice and, you know, the city is a little bit more happier because of it.
Yeah, that's great. We're talking to Mike Squires. He's an artist, producer, podcaster, director, lives in Stanford, and is getting the Macy's sign cleaned on the Stanford Town Center. Now, you got another cool project going on with some musicians from around the country. You're trying to make a song with people from every state, right?
Yeah, that's my big... It's hilarious because I am in the most intense grind of my life for this project because, you know what? I'll say it here first, dude. I'll give you the exclusive. The album drops July 4th.
Oh, okay. That explains the flag suit that you've been wearing.
Yeah, dude. And it's been an insane grind. You know, I've been grateful to connect with an artist from every state at this point. Taking this Macy's side quest in the middle of it has been absolute madness in my life. Everyone's like, dude, you already have so much on your plate. Why are you doing this? And it's because I care and I just want to see it get done, you know?
Have you done Connecticut yet?
Connecticut is how I kicked it off. So I kicked it off with the rapper Chris Webby, and it's been an ongoing project. I started like early last year, but it's 50 songs, so it takes a little bit to roll out.
Yeah.
You know, most albums you see are 10 to 12, so it's like basically four times the amount of like a normal album.
Right, that's a lot of work. But you're doing great stuff there down in Stamford, Mike. So if you don't follow him yet, at Mike Squires on Instagram, good luck with the Macy's sign. Can't wait to see it all clean. And thanks for coming on and talking to us.
Yo, thanks for having me, Kev. I really appreciate it more than you know, man.
Absolutely, Mike. Anytime. Star 89.9.